Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. U.S. President Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency to deal with the threat posed by unrestricted acquisition or use in the United States of information and communications technology by foreign adversaries. The order gives the Department of Commerce and other agencies broad powers of oversight and approval over private company transactions. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross now has 150 days to come up with enforcement details and to name any technologies or companies barred from the U.S. The U.S. Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security also announced it added Huawei Technologies to its entity list, which forces the company to obtain a U.S. government license to buy American technology. Lenovo announced what it calls the world's first foldable PC, a prototype ThinkPad the company plans to launch in 2020 as part of its premium ThinkPad X1 brand. It's a 13.3-inch 4x3 2K OLED display foldable to about the size of a hardcover book and weighing less than 2 pounds. The device can be turned on its side and be used as a traditional laptop, and the right and bottom side of the display contains the battery, helping it to keep a proper weight distribution. Lenovo says it will run Windows with an Intel CPU, support a cellular connection, include a bundled Wacom pen, and charge over USB-C. No price or release date was announced, though. DJI launches Osmo Action ruggedized compact camera, a competitor with the GoPro Hero. The Osmo Action can capture 12-megapixel photos, 4K and 4K HDR video, has electronic image stabilization, and is dustproof, shockproof up to 5 feet, and waterproof down to 36 feet. It has a 2.5-inch touchscreen on the back and a 1.4-inch screen on the front. The Osmo Action costs $349, available now. Asus announced the Zenfone 6, which features a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge screen with a rotating camera that flips to serve as both the front and rear shooter. The camera features a 48-megapixel main camera and a 13-megapixel wide-angle lens and can rotate 180 degrees. The Zenfone will also auto-rotate the camera back to its resting position if it detects a fall. Inside is a Snapdragon 855 processor, 6GB of RAM, 64GB of storage, a headphone jack, a 5,000mAh battery, and starts at €499. Pricing and availability in the U.S. will be available in the coming weeks. The Disney-owned Indian streaming service Hotstar set a global streaming record this week, providing 18.6 million simultaneous streams of the deciding match in the Indian Premier League cricket tournament. This broke Hotstar's own record of 10.3 million concurrent streams set last year, and in mid-April, Hotstar reported the IPL season had already garnered a record 276 million overall viewership. Comcast has agreed to sell its 33% stake in Hulu to Disney in 2024 at a valuation of at least $27.5 billion, even if Hulu is worth less by then. Effective immediately, Disney will take full operational control over Hulu, and according to the agreement, Comcast is guaranteed at least $5.8 billion for its Hulu stake. Security research discovered 4 bugs in speculative execution on Intel chips, which they have named Zombie Load. One of the researchers, Daniel Gross, told TechCrunch it was easier to exploit than the similar Spectre vulnerability, but more difficult than Meltdown. Almost every computer running an Intel chip dating back to 2011 is affected, including virtual machines. Intel has released microcode to patch the bugs, and Apple, Microsoft, and Google have already released patches. It has not been found in the wild, but while most users are at extremely low risk from it, as always, users are advised to promptly update their software. WhatsApp has fixed a vulnerability that allowed malicious actors to remotely install spyware on phones, but not before an unknown number reportedly installed a commercial-grade snooping package from the Israel-based NSO group's Pegasus, often sold to governments. WhatsApp confirmed it discovered the vulnerability earlier this year, which used a bug in the app's audio call feature that let the caller install spyware on the device being called, even if the call wasn't answered. WhatsApp is urging all users to update to the latest version of the app and their device's OS, and NSO Group says it's looking into the issue, but tells the Financial Times it has nothing to do with how its code is used or against whom. Facebook announced that users who violate its serious content policy against dangerous individuals and organizations will be suspended from using Facebook Live video for set periods of time, starting with a 30-day suspension for the first offense. Other restrictions against things like purchasing ads will also apply. FCC Commissioner Jessica Warzenrosel published a letter from the major U.S. cell carriers explaining their current position on selling customer location data to third parties, following commitments to stop the practice late last year after it was discovered that the prison tech company Securus was obtaining location information from third parties and tracking users without permission. T-Mobile terminated the program in March 2019 after CEO John Legere pledged to personally evaluate the issue in June 2018. AT&T suspended access to Securus after the initial reporting, but continued selling to other third parties. In January 2019, AT&T said it decided to accelerate our phase-out of these services, ending all programs by March 29, 2019. Sprint stated that as of May 31, 2019, it will no longer contract with any location aggregators. Verizon ended its location selling to LocationSmart and Zomingo in November 2018, excluding a specific use case for roadside assistance services, which ended in March 2019. And finally, Microsoft and Sony announced a partnership Thursday. Sony will use Microsoft Azure to stream games and media, as well as offer makers new development tools. Microsoft will also help Sony to develop new image sensors using Microsoft AI. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and you can find links and show notes to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.